Duvet, duvet. Duvet, duvet. Duvet, duvet. Quilt, 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 quilt. Do you like cover songs? Tarpaulin. Throw. I tried desperately phoning my weightlifting brother today. I was like, pick up, pick up, pick up! Scaremongering is at epidemic levels. I like my women the way I like my cheese, soft and smelly. Or, I like my women the way I like my pillows, soft and smelly. Or, I like my women the way I like my toilet paper. Black. I'm only kidding. I don't like women. No, smell like poo. Sorry, ladies. Someone had to tell you. No, I absolutely adore women. I think there are far more great women in the world than there are great men. I think the world would be a better and more peaceful place if it were run by women. While other men are sexually objectifying women, I'm putting women on pedestals so I can look up their skirts. I truly do respect, adore, support women wherever I can. So much so, my last two tours, I've only had fabulous female support comedians on it. Yeah. Amen. Amen. The voiceover artist you heard tonight, traditionally it's a man that does voiceover work, but I made sure that it was a woman because I'm all about empowered women. Because whenever I look at an empowered woman, that wasn't supposed to have happened. Yeah. Hashtag awkward. Given the current climate and relations between men and women over the last couple years, there would be some people in here that found that tasteless. Hashtag me too. Thank you. And the irony of the joke, and it is just a joke, is that the sound effects machine offstage is being prompted by my tour manager, who happens to be a woman. Who is currently transitioning. Hashtag early days. So far in her transition, she's bought a wig. Dublin, I can't thank you enough for coming out tonight. It's been, over the years, you've been so supportive. It's been an absolute privilege performing to you. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Hopefully in time, wonderful nights like this will help erase the not-so-wonderful nights, the not-so-absolutely fantastic shows. And there's one show in particular that comes to mind. It was May 19th, 2016. I was doing a show for the British Association of Newsreaders. And, it was famous British newsreaders, past and present, and they hated me. Oh my God. I could not get off stage quick enough. Hell, I got off stage quicker than an Italian captain on a sinking ship. Thank you. Got off stage, I quickly made my way through the fancy ballroom. Oh, by the way, the fancy ballroom is also the name of my men's underwear line. Fancy balls may vary. I got to the doors of the fancy ballroom. I flung them open. I was just about to step out into the concourse of the hotel, and I tripped and fell, which got the only laugh of the night. You know, thank you, British newsreaders. So I picked myself up, and you know that feeling you get when someone's standing behind you? I got that feeling, and I thought, stay with me on this one. I slowly turn around. I think most of you guessed by now it was none other than my doctor who said, or, slowly turning around, I think most of you guessed by now it was none other than him. Or, slowly turn around, I think most of you guessed by now, it was none other than Trevor McDonald. Who said, it's me, Sean Connery. I was in Stuart's last tour. Hope you're enjoying the show. This 100% is my last tour ever. And in fact, I feel the same way. December 7th at the Hammersmith Apollo will be the last show of this tour and also the last night I ever perform stand-up comedy. Book early to avoid disappointment. And after that, I'm going to focus on acting. I want to do more acting. I've done some in the past. And I want to do a lot more in the future. And I'm a pretty good actor. You know, they don't call me One Take Francis for something. For nothing. Let me try that again. They don't call me One Cake Franklin. Oh, really. So what I'm trying to say is I hope I get some nice acting farts. Parts. When the tour's over, I'm going to go back to Canada on holiday. I've rented a cabin, a bit of a romantic. Well, you tell me. I've got some scented candles, some wine, some flowers. I'm going to go to the cabin in the woods and play with myself. Be nice. That's how I unwind. You do you and I'll do me. I'm only kidding. There won't be scented candles. Who's got that kind of money? I do love to go to Canada. I love the wilderness. I love the wildlife in Canada. Do you know there's places in Canada where if you're very quiet, you can hear the distant call of a wolf? There's places in Canada where if you're very quiet, you can hear the distant call of a loon.
I will build a great, great wall. And I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
And because of my respect for the man and his office, I will never do a joke about Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. I actually met Justin Trudeau last year. I'm a comedian that's kind of renowned for doing my comedy callbacks. I like to do callbacks to earlier jokes, sometimes earlier tours. I can't believe it, but anyway, that's what I do. And last year at the Canadian Comedy Awards, I was presented the Canadian Callback Comedian of the Year, and it's presented to me by Justin Trudeau. I went on stage, thanked him profusely, got dressed and left. Canada is such a large country, my goodness. I remember when I was a kid, my dad once drove me for 5 hours to a swimming lesson. I remember walking home thinking, my dad does not like me very much, but I hope you gorgeous people did. I wish you nothing but life's best. Thank you so much, Bobby. Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. Thank you. You're beautiful. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.